In Beijing, Germany and China signed agreements to strengthen coordination in banking, finance and capital markets and pledged to further open market access for broader economic ties. The agreements were reached after a two-day visit by German Finance Minister Olaf Scholz for talks with Vice Premier Liu He, who is Chinese President Xi Jinping's top economic advisor. With world commerce threatened by US President Donald Trump's trade war, Liu emphasized the two nations were committed to preserving the global economic order.
Both sides promised to jointly uphold multilateralism and free trade rules and resolutely support the multilateral trading system that is based on rules and takes the World Trade Organization as its core.
Scholz, meanwhile, took the occasion to emphasize his country's push for China to relax restrictions for easier access to its market for Germany's banks and insurers.
We need shared rules in order to make something like this work. There has to be a level playing field. Reciprocity is the key, which means that Chinese companies in Germany and German companies in China receive the same treatment.
With Britain about to leave the EU, Germany wants to become a European hub for renminbi-denominated financial products.
China wants a greater role for its currency in global trade and finance, so it will welcome any help that Germany can give it.
In an earlier panel discussion, Scholz urged China to be more transparent about its lending in other countries. Experts say Germany is nervous about China's financing of infrastructure projects in Eastern Europe through its Belt and Road Initiative and so-called 16+1 cooperation mechanism with countries there.
I think China is keen to emphasize it does not have any geopolitical aims here, given the European debt crisis and imbalance in development and investment between East and West Europe, and also between North and South. It could be said the EU's attention to these countries has not been enough, so China's help should be welcomed.
Although China is now one of the world's largest lenders to emerging markets, it is not a member of the so-called Paris Club of Creditor Nations. That means that when indebted nations have trouble repaying, any rescheduling is done with less consultation with other rich countries. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.